Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
This morning, we're talking with folks from the city of Pendleton, Tim Simmons, Community Development Director, and Jeff Brown, Public Works Superintendent, and we're going to begin that conversation coming up right after this.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA National singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore. Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox. Keeping you informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, August 10th. Dan Testman here with the KUMA Coffee Hour. And before we begin with our conversation this morning, we begin with breaking news. Pendleton fire crews are in a defensive fight against a fire that flared back up at the flour mill. Police Chief Chuck Byram says they are fairly confident they have the fire contained and will be able to keep it from spreading further into the mill. County courthouse is closed and state court operations are being transferred to Hermiston for today. Pendleton police also asking residents to please stay out of the area as there are a number of agencies helping to control this fire in an extremely large and complex structure. And so stay with this station and our Facebook page, My Columbia Basin, for the latest on this Pendleton flour mill fire. And joining me this morning, Tim Simmons, Community Development Director, and Jeff Brown, Public Works Superintendent. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us this morning. I understand you guys have already been out at the scene. As far as the water goes, I know that this is a rather large fire, and there's quite a bit going on down there. Where do things stand right now for the city and Public Works?
So I checked on the water system before we went on the air, and it's doing fine. We're monitoring everything. So far we're doing just fine. Looks like the fire is slowing down somewhat, so should be all right. We have had a few stormwater issues, you know, the drainage water trying to get away. It's not really built for that kind of flow. But the crews are doing a good job of sandbagging where it needs to be and diverting water to other areas to drain away. So far, so good.
All right. Well, thank you for that update. And you both are here to talk about many other things happening with Public Works as well as with community development. And so let's start with Public Works, some of the various projects you're involved in.
Yeah, so right now we've got several projects underway. We're working on a reconstruction of Southeast Byers, and that's from Main to Southeast 7th. Humbert Asphalt won the contract on that. They started, they're about 2 weeks in, and the project's supposed to wrap up by the end of October. And that will be a new curb, sidewalk, new street, everything finish up. Byers, we started at 12th last year, did to 7th. Now we're going from 7th on to Main, so it should be a pretty nice project when we get it done.
Well, I know a lot of people have been excited, as well as we've had Public Works Director Bob Patterson on this program as well, and I know that this is exciting for the city and for Public Works. 2022 overlays, that's a project we could probably spend all morning talking about. Yeah. But where do things stand right now?
So we're done. The overlays are mostly done. So we've got another rebuild section on Southeast Court Place right in front of the Woolen Mills yet to do. And then we've got a street construction on Southwest 28th, which is, I guess, for the viewers would be, or the listeners, would be kind of behind the Haley Place Apartments up beyond where the old Forest Service building used to be. It's just a little gravel section now, and we're going to have it built into a, an actual asphalt street, make traffic flow up there quite a bit better. When they get that done, then we've got, they've of course got to raise all the sewer manholes, all the water valves, finish up some concrete work and some landscaping. But hopefully we'll see that project wrap up early fall.
And then slurry seal. This is an item that I wasn't real familiar with until I actually came to work here and learned a little bit more about it. But it is something that you guys are involved in and something that needs to be done.
Yeah, we had quite a few streets done this year. In fact, the street right in front of the station was one of them. And that's basically like a 3/8 inch thick wearing surface that we have applied to the street. We had a company that we'd never worked with before, Doolittle Construction, that came in, and I think they did a pretty fine job on that. They've got a few small spots to take care of, but they'll be back within the next couple of weeks, and we'll visit with them, and they'll come in and fix a few little items. But I would say overall, not much that they had to deal with. It was pretty good.
Update us on this water line project. Let me make sure I say this right. Hoodama Road?
Yeah, the Hoodama Road water line is going to go in from, it's down by our wastewater treatment plant. We're going to have the well 11 and the Hoodama water line are kind of go together. We're putting in a new well down there, and then this water line will be coming up the hill from the wastewater plant area and tie into the main water system, and that's going to help with our supply. So that's, you know, this fall, winter, we'll see probably that road torn up, getting a new water main put in. It, you know, luckily there's not very many people live down that way in our wastewater plant, so it shouldn't affect people too much. But when that does come online, that's going to really help with our supply.
And then also, I know Public Works working on well 11. It's important that the city has wells, but what's the latest with that project?
So that, like, so that's going to go kind of in with the Hoodama Road water line. So that's in that same area down by the confluence of Mackay Creek and the Umatilla River. Well, we're going to drill a new well down there, and it should be a pretty high producing well that will get pumped through the Hoodama water main that's going in back into our system, and that's going to help supply quite a bit.
All right. Well, we have much more to talk about. We're going to take our first break and come back with Jeff Brown, Public Works Superintendent, and Tim Simmons, Community Development Director, right after these words.
Who will take care of your funeral arrangements? You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin, and let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Continuing our conversation this morning with Jeff Brown, Public Works Superintendent, and Tim Simmons, Community Development Director, both from the City of Pendleton. And Jeff, we've been talking about some of the projects Public Works has been involved in, and I just wanted to kind of continue that conversation because I know there's a couple more things going on. What else is going on?
So we've got a few projects going down in that same area. It's a Well 11 and Hoodoo Road water line, the wastewater plant, our resource recovery facility. They're redoing their drying beds, so all the sludge that comes up in the process of cleaning the wastewater, they dry it and then land apply it, actually up here by the airport. So that those are all getting redone, be much more efficient in drying the sludge. And we're also putting in a new bridge down there in that area. During the 2019 flood of McKay Creek, it took out a private bridge that accesses one household that's down there. But we also have use for that bridge because our outfall for our wastewater plant is on that side of McKay Creek. So we've been working with the property owner, jumped through all the hoops, got everything taken care of, and that bridge should be placed next Tuesday. So the footings are all done, all that's done, and next Tuesday the bridge should be lifted by a crane and placed on the footings. And then we can start building the road, and that family can access their home, and we can access our outfall.
I know that that's been a big project in and of itself. So, yeah, that sounds good that that's coming together. And good luck to everybody as that final part is done next Tuesday. Talk about Despaigne Sewer.
So we're preparing to rebuild Northwest Despaigne from Main Street to 7th. So part of that is redoing the underground facilities, the water, the sewer, gas, all that stuff. So we're going to put in a new sewer line this fall from Main Street all the way to Northwest 9th. So yeah, we'll be going down through there, and that's just the first of many steps to get ready to rebuild that road.
And then something that we've talked about, but I don't think people really understand what all is involved in this, is the airport pump station. Talk about the project, but also why it is necessary to put this in for this area.
So there's been a volume and pressure issues up here at the airport. So with this newer upgraded pump station and new reservoir, it's going to be much more efficient and allow for a greater expansion in the industrial park and everything up here. And Tim may have some idea on that too, but yeah, it's basically, you know, upgrading a very old system up here to and we're going to increase the flow and be able to expand.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth, is that, you know, a lot of that equipment's World War II era almost. I mean, that's when a lot of the original system went in up here at the airport. and we've been using it since then. And so now with our growth, we've got our new industrial park area that's starting to have some growth in it, as well as just this end of town. We really don't have a lot of storage on this end of town. The two tanks that were up here are pretty old and really not that big, so those will actually be decommissioned after we build our new tank and our new pump station, which will operate more efficiently, like Jeff said, and it actually operates at the same pressure system as the rest of town, and will be a lot better for just really this end of town as far as providing water supply for both present day and future demands.
Yeah, and it's quite an undertaking. I know there's all sorts of equipment involved and so on, and as you're coming up Airport Hill, you know, I think some people may think, oh, well, this is involved with the hotel or the airport terminal construction, and they're just parking equipment here. No, it's actually construction off the road, down the hill there and all of that.
Correct.
It's I actually stopped the other day on the way home and kind of peeked over the hill, and it's quite an undertaking.
Yeah, it involves a new water trunk line, basically from, starting clear down there on Westgate and going all the way up to the airport area. And again, it's got a reservoir involved. We've got to put a new tank, and that tank had to be set at a certain elevation so it operates well with the rest of the system in town. So part of our majority of our system in town runs off of a gravity type system where we get all the tanks at the same elevation and they can all operate almost as one. And so that's why it's kind of down off the hill, is we had to find that elevation where that tank could sit so it could operate in unison with the other tanks in town, where before this system was kind of the stepchild. It was off on its own and operated kind of on its own deal. We're now, yeah, with the new tank, the new water line, and then a pump station with it, it'll operate kind of holistically with the rest of the system in town. It is a big project, definitely.
I obviously didn't go to school and take enough classes to understand how it all works. That's why you guys are here.
Exactly.
But yeah, it is quite a project. And as far as are you on schedule with this?
For the most part, we have had, because of things like materials being delivered, we've heard stories about some of the equipment is sitting on barges offshore somewhere, and we're hoping it'll still stay on track, but we've had some items that have been delayed, but we don't know how that's going to affect the project overall. But we're trying to keep the project on schedule, but it changes from week to week, and we'll see. I mean, if we do get behind schedule, I hope it's not more for more than a month or so. But this is a big project. It's going to go for clear into next year or so.
All right. Well, thanks for that update. And with that, we are going to take another break, come back, and get into some of the discussion and project updates regarding new construction and upcoming development, other than what we've already talked about this morning. And we will do that right after this.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the City's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Wild Horse Resort and Casino is hosting a hiring event at the Hamley Steakhouse Wednesday, August 10th from 10 to 2. The HR staff will have on-the-spot interviews for numerous career opportunities at both Wild Horse Resort and Casino and with Hamley & Company. These positions offer competitive wages and benefits, paid holidays, paid vacations, employer match 401k, opportunities for advancement, and more. Hamley's and Wild Horse Resort and Casino's walk-in hiring event is Wednesday, August 10th from 10 to 2 at Hamley Steakhouse on the corner of Main and Court in Pendleton.
Get Roundup ready at your locally owned Pendleton Tire and Auto. Hi, this is Scott, and we know how to make sure your outfit's ready for the rodeo. Stop by for a free brake or alignment inspection, get your oil changed, maybe put some new shoes on your pavement pony. Might be time for some new wiper blades so you can see through all that slobber from the bucking bulls. Goodyear, Nokia, and Hankook, all the best brands and fast, friendly service. Always the right tire, always the right price. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Zimmerman & Company True Value has everything you need. Here's Kristen from Blue Mountain Creations to tell you why.
We end up going to Zimmerman's for everything, even if we needed garbage bags and gloves to clean up the back dock, or if a machine breaks down and we're looking for a particular Allen wrench. And if they don't have exactly what we're looking for, they can always offer us a substitution. We always find something that works there.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Talking this morning with Jeff Brown, Public Works Superintendent, and Tim Simmons, Community Development Director, and we've been talking pretty much about several public works projects, but Tim, I wanted to get you in this morning and have you talk about some of these new construction and upcoming development projects, and there's quite a bit going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. Actually, before I even get into that, I wanted to just briefly mention a couple projects that really aren't even city projects, but we hear about them a lot, and I wanted to let listeners know that ODOT's got a big project going through town doing ADA ramps through Fraser and Emigrant, and I get a lot of calls and questions about that, and so that's a project that they've been working on through the summer. They're replacing a lot of ADA ramps. I'd say probably more than 70% of them along Emigrant, and then they're going to replace ADA ramps on Fraser from basically about 11th or 12th back to 18th. And so, but I did have conversation with them earlier this week, or actually it was late last week, that they don't plan to have a lot going on the week of Roundup. That's one question I've been getting a lot of, are they going to be having the place shut down Roundup? And we've asked them to not have anything, especially west of Main Street, actually west of Southeast 3rd Street. We want them out of the way. And they've agreed to try to get everything buttoned up. And if it's not done, they'd at least get it safe for passage, so people can walk through there and not take up a bunch of parking with barrels and cones. They do have a few ramps that are down on the east end of town, kind of down by near Terrell Taylor Park and the state offices. And they've said that they would try to work on those ramps specifically during the week of Roundup because their contract allows them to. ODOT allows them to work during the week of Roundup. We, in our contracts, the city contracts, we try to keep them out of town if possible. So hopefully that won't be too much of a disruption for the things going on in town. And then also LS Networks putting a huge fiber network through town. They've got a contract with the school district in ESD. So they've been ripping up a lot of sidewalks around town and using boring machines. And that's kind of a three-phase project. And so, they've been boring for the last month or two, putting conduit underground under streets, ripping up sidewalks. And I know it's been disruptive for a lot of people with their front yards and sidewalks in their front yards. They've got the conduit more or less in the ground now, and it may get quiet for a week or so, but then there'll be other crews that'll come back, actually pull the fiber through the conduit, and so they'll come back for that. And then they'll come back again probably a third time and put actual kind of vaults in the ground and rebuild the sidewalks and restore landscaping. So it is a process. It's still, just because they disappear for a while doesn't mean they're done. They're going to come back, and they've got things to do, and they'll finish it up. So,
all right. Thanks for those updates.
You bet. So as far as development goes, we're busy, just as busy as ever been, as we've ever been these days. People drive around town, you can see we've got things, construction going on all around town. We've got, the Wildflower Apartments, which have been going on now for, almost a year. I think it'll be a year here this fall. They're over there by the cemetery off Tutuola Road. That apartment complex is nearing completion. They hope to be done by early October. Some of the buildings are almost near final acceptance, but they got some paving to do and some on-site work to do before they can actually start allowing people to live in those. So I think the last building, the first building may be rented before the last building's even finished. That's kind of the way it's sounding like. They've got a lot of people that are interested. And so as soon as they can get people in there, they will. The Westgate apartments, which are down across from the prison, those are well underway. Underground work's going in, meaning that they're putting in sewer and water and other underground utilities. They've got footings poured for, I think I heard yesterday, 8 buildings. Footings are poured for those first eight buildings. And they're starting to go vertical, meaning they're framing, putting walls up. So yeah, I think they'll probably try to get those first 8 buildings done, and then probably next spring they'll roll into the next round of buildings once they start to get people in these. So we're probably looking next spring or summer before those buildings will be ready. But it's been busy and a lot of work down there for our inspectors and contractors. Those are both done by private developers, but we have to oversee the construction through the building department and the site civil and that kind of thing through our engineering. South Hill Commons is an apartment complex. It's up off of Franklin Grade Road that will probably break ground here in about a month or less. They want to break ground probably mid-September, right after Roundup. It's a 70-unit complex that, the same thing, it'll be similar to the last two. They'll have to do a lot of underground work and those kind of things. Then the Pratt development, which is the old Forest Service building, it's going a little slow, and the developer knows it's going slow, and he's trying to keep it up to pace, but I think he's having some difficulty managing subs and probably getting employees to be, to get on the site. But he's trying to convert that old building into an apartment complex, and so we're hoping here in the next, by next spring maybe he'll be close enough to start renting some of those units. Subdivisions, we've got them all across the board. We've got Caitlin Edition, which is one that was finished as far as the streets and infrastructure last spring. They're now building houses up there. We've got a developer that wants to do another subdivision up near the middle school off of Tutuola Road. That's gone through planning approvals. Designing right now, probably start construction on that here maybe by the end of summer, or probably the fall we'll be starting construction on that. There's some developers that are in the planning phases and the design phases. There's one over by the off of Haley called Sunset View Edition, which is behind, kind of above or behind the Harris Junior Academy. so that'll be a phased subdivision. They're actually in planning approvals right now, meaning they had to go through Planning Commission and get approvals to do that. Pendleton Estates, it's in design right now. We're going through design review. I've actually got my first round of plans that I'm going through review with the engineer on to get those projects laid out and infrastructure designed, those kind of things. One other small one is down off near Mackay Creek. There's a 12-14 lot subdivision proposed. Again, it's kind of in the design phase. There's a lot going on, and we've got other jobs around, commercial jobs, etc., going on. So it's busy. We've got private developers doing Interpass, doing a warehouse. Hotel at Radisson's going to open any day now, so we're getting there.
All right. Well, it sounds good, and I appreciate you both coming in. My guests this morning, Jeff Brown, Public Works Superintendent, and Tim Simmons, Community Development Director. Lots going on for both these gentlemen and the departments that they represent, as well as throughout the city of Pendleton. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. We'll be back again tomorrow to do it all over again. Have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.